Good afternoon, y'all. It's Nathan over here at Movement Mortgage. And for the first time, I said good afternoon. Normally, I do my podcast in the morning, but today my day was running a little bit different. So I'm doing it right here after lunch. And I can't believe I'm going to share this, but I got to give credit where credit is due. Today, I want to talk about a phrase that one of my former managers used to say all the time. And frankly, it bothered me and it bothered our team and we got tired of it. But, you know, kind of stepping back a couple of years down the road, he taught me something, and it's called kissing the frog. And the phrase goes something like, if you're going to kiss a frog, go ahead and kiss it early and get it over with and get it out the way. And so it doesn't just happen to be with mortgage lending. It can be about anything in life. You know, quite frankly, in mortgage lending, it's just simply this. If you can't get the client approved, you know, do you want to kiss the frog early and tell them, you know, a day after they apply? Or do you want to wait until a week before closing or they think they're closing and tell them, hey, I can't get you approved? You know, a phrase I normally do is don't be a zero because you're trying to be a hero. And a lot of times loan officers, you know, especially when business is slow, they don't want to let any loan go by. So they will try to take a square peg and put it in a round hole. And they think they're going to be incredible and be a superhero. And ultimately they get egg all over their face and they lose a relationship or don't get a relationship with an agent because they don't like how that loan officer handled it. I'll give you, it's a good example, but it's a terrible situation. But, you know, cancer is all over the world. And if you've had somebody die from it, it's terrible. And everybody knows that. But let's look at this example. Would you rather, if you're a doctor and you've got to deliver that news to somebody that they have cancer, I mean, when they come in and you find out about it, you tell them right then and there. You kiss the frog, in other words, you do it right then and there. You certainly wouldn't wait, let them walk out the door. All of a sudden, 6 months down the road, they start feeling bad. They call you up, and you're like, oh yeah, I meant to tell you, you have cancer. I mean, that's not how you do it. I hate to even use that example, but hopefully it kind of drives the point home there for you. So shout out to one of my former bosses. Can't believe I'll do it. I'll give him credit by name, John McNeil. I think he's still in the business, but he used to say, kiss the frog. And that's my advice for y'all today. Have a fantastic afternoon, and I'll be back.